This is your MGM Hollywood reporter, bringing you Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland, Paul Whiteman, and the exciting musical moments of Strike Up the Band, with the interesting highlights of what's happening in Hollywood. But first, let Judy Garland and the chorus sing Strike Up the Band for you, accompanied by Georgie Stoll and the MGM Recording Orchestra.
We must have music in the land, for everybody loves a band. A good old rousing melody is a joy and inspiration. 100 million folks agree that a tune can stir a nation. So music master, take command. Our hearts will beat to beat the band. Let the drums roll out, let the trumpet call, while the people shout, strike up the band. Hear the cymbals ring, calling one and all to that happy swing. Strike up the band. Yankee doodle-loo, doodle-loo will come through. Yankee doodle-loo for the red, white, blue, doodle-loo. Lend a hand. With the flag unfurled, we can face the world. Hey, leader, strike up the band.
Let the drums roll out.
Theater in New York, that America first heard George Gershwin's stirring music in Strike Up the Band. Almost overnight, the musical comedy became a sensational hit, and immediately Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer bought the motion picture rights of the year's biggest musical hit. For 10 years, Metro waited for the right moment, for the right cast of stars and combination of writer and director to transform the stage hit into a movie. The wait was worth it, because it gave Metro the chance to present not only Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland in a great story, but to present Paul Whiteman and his orchestra as their co-star. Listen to Paul Whiteman and his orchestra as they play When Day Is Done. have loved. We dedicate Our Love Affair, as sung by Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney, Six Hits and a Miss, the entire chorus, and the Georgie Stoll MGM Recording Orchestra. To be up among the leaders in the hit parade. It's called Nobody, and Judy Garland sings it for you.
All the big professors state that everything should have a mate. Birds and bees and flowers and trees all have romantic tendencies. So far I have missed the heat that fate's decreed was meant for me. I'm just living in a lull, and I'll confess it's mighty dull. Romeo had Juliet, and Louis the 16th had Antoinette, but I ain't got nobody, and nobody's got me. Aelius had Melisande, and Isabella had Ferdinand, but I ain't got nobody, and nobody's got me, nobody, nobody.
The movie news. This is for the legion of Frank Morgan fans. Those who followed him so joyfully during the Good News radio program will be glad to hear that Frank's next picture will be a radio story. It is called Hullabaloo. This week, Curvaceous Ann Southern starts her new Maisie story. It is called Maisie Was a Lady, and takes Maisie among the fashionable, but not too smart set, of romantic Long Island. Lucky Katharine Hepburn, for her return to the screen in the Philadelphia Story. After 2 years on the Broadway stage, Katharine will have three leading men, Cary Grant, James Stewart, and John Howard. If you read John Steinbeck's Tortilla Flat, you will remember the character of Portugee Joe. Spencer Tracy is to bring Portugee Joe to life on the screen, and then, in the spring, Spencer will journey to the swamps and forests of Florida for Marjorie Kinnan Rawlings' great novel, The Yearling. We have more news, but no time to tell it. So let's have some more music. You all know Mickey Rooney is a talented youngster, but did you know his secret ambition was to be a drummer in a swing orchestra? Mickey has a chance to drum in Drummer Boy, and how he takes advantage of that opportunity. Listen.
place the wind that you see.
You cannot control your feet when you hear the drummer boy.
In the morning when you wake, you can hear him take the break.
Soon the whole street starts to shake when they hear the drummer boy. Bing, bang, ding, dang. He's so nimble on the cymbal. Bing, bong, ding, dong. When he plays them, he just plays them. All your troubles fly away. Every day's a happy day. Everything will be okay when you hear the drummer boy play.
In bringing you just a few of the musical numbers of Strike Up the Band, with Mickey Rooney, Judy Garland, Paul Whiteman, and his orchestra, and to present for you the news of Hollywood as we see it. If there are any questions you wish to ask about MGM pictures or players, address the station to which you are listening, or write direct to the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer radio reporter in charge of the studio at Culver City, California. This is your radio reporter saying goodbye, and thank you for listening.
I'm